AM 1450 KATE. Again, a big Saturday coming up at Wedgewood Cove. 2021 inductees into the Albert Lea High School Hall of Fame. And we got another interview for you. Want to get you ready for the big night on Saturday and being inducted, Don Kropp, Coach Don Kropp. And Don joins us here on KATE. And Don, a good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Now, Don, you started coaching in Albert Lea back in 1967. And I'm reading here 50 years as a coach. Was it exactly 50, a few years over? How many years exactly?
It's over. 53, exactly.
53 years. Wow.
Yes.
Now, let's break down your coaching career and tell me about the sports that you coach in that time span.
When I started out, I was coaching both junior high football and track.
And are those the two that you stayed with in the 50-plus years?
Well, I did. The football lasted 25, and then I gave up the football coaching.
Okay.
Something happened with the school. I don't know. They dropped junior high sports for a while. I think that's why I got out of the football coaching. But I stayed with the track the whole time.
Okay. So 50-plus years with track and field. And you also helped with the varsity track and field team as well. What do you love about coaching a track and field?
Oh, I just love the kids. I couldn't get enough. Even after I retired, I just loved going back and associating with the kids. And it's kind of been in my blood. I've been a track coach for so long, and then I participated at the high school and college level. I love to see them succeed.
You know, when you talk to coaches, that's what keeps them coming back for more, is being around the kids, helping them not just become a better athletes, but better people as well. And, you know, Coach Don Kropp, I'm sure you inspired many kids. And do you get a chance every once in a while to run into the former athletes that you coached?
Sure. Quite often they would come back to spring practice. When we were having practice in the spring, they'd come out to the track and visit, especially the ones that were currently in college and got out of their college requirements early. Colleges let out early, so they'd come back.
Now,
locally, I still see a couple locally. Dr. Jeff Eaton from the chiropractic clinic, he was one of my throwers, and Bryce DeBoer, of course, who is now in the family business. So,
very cool.
I see those two more often.
So was that kind of your expertise when it came to coaching, was like the shot put in the discus?
Correct. Yep. That's what I did in high school, and that's what I did through college. And when I moved up to do just varsity, it was as the throwing coach.
Okay. You know, you speak of your college career at Winona State. Talk about those years at Winona State.
Well, that's a long time ago. that was a great experience for me. I really loved my college. As soon as I got to college and I joined the track team as a freshman, I immediately had 30 new friends, and I did do well enough to letter as a freshman and a sophomore and a junior, and got to travel some. My senior year, I didn't participate because I had to go out of state to do my student teaching.
Okay. Coach Don Kropp again with us here on KATE, one of the 12 to be inducted into the Albert Lea High School Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday. And Don, talk about coming to or going to Winona State and then coming to Albert Lea. Where did you grow up, and where did you go to high school before you went to Winona State?
I grew up in Pipestone, Minnesota, and graduated from Pipestone. And then I went clear across the state to Winona State to go to college. Just needed to go for a little adventure, I guess.
Gotcha.
So we had a brand new track coach my freshman year. His name was Bob Keister. And he was my coach throughout my college career. And then when our son Michael went to Winona State, he was still there.
Oh, wow.
He coached both generations of our family.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. So, Don, when you graduated from Winona State, but you mentioned, again, you didn't compete your last year because you're a student teaching. Was your student teaching job in Albert Lea? Is that how you ended up here?
No, my student teaching job was in Cochrane Fountain City, Wisconsin. I just applied there. In those years, that was the big boom years for hiring teachers. We just opened Brookside here.
Okay.
So they had a lot of openings here, and I applied and got accepted right away. So there's no reason to keep looking.
That's right. Absolutely. And Don, I'm assuming, again, you know, 50 plus years coaching in Albert Lea, raising your family in Albert Lea. I mean, once you got here, you must have fell in love with the town.
Oh, yeah. I came from a small town and I drove through Albert Lea all the time, going back and forth to Winona. So I was tickled to get a job here. And it's just been a great place to. We had the Southwest had been open just a few years, and they had that great new mall right across the street. And it was a good mix. So,
Don, let's talk about your family. You and your wife, Judy, raising three sons in Albert Lea. Give us some more details on how the family's doing.
Well, the family's doing fine. I was fortunate enough to have all three of my boys in my classroom. That was kind of fun. Not every kid gets to go and spend that much time with his dad or mom at a job and see how that all works. So, our oldest boy, Mike, he went to Winona State, was a great track athlete over there. But unfortunately, he passed away four years ago. He had gotten cancer. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
That was a big loss. But he was a better athlete than his dad. So, our middle boy works in Owatonna at Viracon. He's been there, I would guess, since right after he went to the vocational school here and graduated with a degree in drafting. And he's been at Viracon ever since. That must be close to 30 years now. And our youngest is Bill, and he played both football and track here at Albert Lea High School and was a pretty good discus thrower. That's coming from his dad, but he was a pretty good discus thrower. And then, Mike, when I said he was a better athlete, he went to state as a sprinter his senior year.
Okay.
But then Bill works out of Rochester doing construction and at Hench's Glass. And that's where he's at now. And I have a granddaughter, Bill's daughter, who just told us last night that she was made the varsity bowling team at her college, Northern Iowa, or not? It's a junior. What's the name of the college? Northwest Iowa Junior College.
Okay.
So she's on their varsity bowling team. So she's making her first road trip this week, and that's real exciting. So,
very proud of grandpa moment there.
Yes.
And Don, your wife, Judy, how long have you guys been married?
This will be 54 years, I think. 1966, we got married.
Should I ask her for the exact number? No, I'm just kidding. Well, congratulations. That is awesome. Again, Coach Don Kropp with us here on a KETE. 50-plus years of coaching here in Albert Lea, going to be inducted into the High School Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday. And, Don, I'm assuming you're looking forward to Saturday because there's going to be a lot of stories and a lot of fun being shared out there at Wedgewood Cove.
Should be a good time, yes.
Again, Coach Don Kropp with us here on KETE. Don, thank you so much for the time. And again, congratulations on your induction into the Hall of Fame coming up on Saturday.